Danny, we were talking about the big nights and so on, but I remember way back in the early 70s, that's how old I am, and I remember I met you in Hughie Biggs, and am I right or wrong in saying this, that the first sessions in Ireland began in that pub?
That is correct.
The tradition of Ireland, the traditional music of Ireland was generally a solo thing, apart from ceilidh bands, of course. But it was generally a solo tradition, wasn't it?
That was correct. It was Father Jack Gallagher took down a group of students from the community centre down there to Gidore, and he asked me would I go down and play the fiddle. And I says, no way. I says, some young people just want to hear me playing the fiddle. So my mother and Father Jack were great friends, and of course anything Father Jack wanted, my mother says, you might as well go down to the man if he wants you to go. So I agreed I'll go down for one night. So we all arrived down, we're all staying in Francie Mooney's. And after the class in the morning, Father Jack says, we'll go down to Hughie Biggs. Of course, he wanted a drink as well. So started off and down. Francie played the fiddle. Mairead was just learning to play the fiddle and myself. Yeah. And we started a session there, and that lasted till we went back for the tea at 6 o'clock. As soon as the tea was over, we went back again. Every day for the fortnight, we went down the booth, the greatest weekend or fortnight's crack I ever spent. And then people started to gather in. The clan had a couple of them arrived. And then there was Scarabray, you know, Michael McGonagall. He arrived with the guitar. And we had a fortnight. Oh, it was nobody went home. I brought down four young fellas from Buncrana, the two bars, Dermot Hegarty and. I can't remember the name of the other, but Paul Tinney. And he went down. He begged the mother to go down to me for a night. The phone rang, Mammy, can we stay another night? Mammy, can we stay another night? And he stayed a fortnight. Oh, but wild cracking Francie Mooney.
But it's so commonplace now. I mean, every not just in Ireland, but when you go abroad, the session.
That's right.
And people go in, they all play together. But that was those are the beginnings of it.
That was the beginning, and it went for years.
Yes, I remember them doing hi ho.
Oh, that's sweet. That was a chair.
Somebody was getting up to go to the toilet. I think to
somebody lifted the chair. Mind, you know? Somebody lifted a chair one day when they were coming down again.
So, Daniel, sure. What you're really saying is that you can forget about your Dingles and your West Clare, West Cork that now lays claim to all the originators of the session. It really started out in Hughie Biggs.
Well, I mean, the sessions start in every area. Somewhere it has to start, you know. And there were sessions, I suppose, around, as I said, the first session I had was down in Cairn in the station house. But every generation that comes along will have a session somewhere, like McGrory's there. It's a great place now for a session. That's the new Hughie Biggs. And this is what happens when there are a few people, like the very fact that there's somebody teaching, you're going to have a session. Mm-hmm. And that was the greatest thing, somebody teaching in an area. Mm-hmm. Because I remember when there was nobody playing, and now mm-hmm. I could lift the phone like I did tonight, phone up, and I had able to get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 7 musicians just for a phone call. You couldn't have done that away back before we started to teach, you know.
But then even in the session itself, there was a kind of an understanding. I mean, the bar owner usually set up 2 drinks, usually. And you sat in the circle, and the drinks were brought down, because you didn't want to be breaking up the session by going up to the bar, is that
I'm
right?
Glad you mentioned that there. It's as any bar people listening, you know, the bar people give you a drink. I'm not talking about McGrew's, you always get a drink there, and sandwiches if you don't mind, and tea at the end. So I hope the rest of you are all listening.